As anyone who's owned a house cat knows, felines have very refined senses of smell. So it should come as no surprise that their cousins in the wild, like tigers, jaguars, or cheetahs, also have really sensitive noses. But they don't just enjoy the smell of prey. It turns out big cats are also crazy about commercial perfumes, and one scent in particular, Calvin Klein's Obsession for Men. In fact, they seem to love it so much that the smell is now being used in zoos and in field research. We're joined now by Dr. Pat Thomas, general curator at the Bronx Zoo, who pioneered the use of cologne on big cats, and I'm very pleased to welcome him to our show today. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm okay. I was wondering if the people at Calvin Klein wondered why there was suddenly this big jump in sales in stores that are near zoos.
Well, we haven't heard from them, so I'm not sure.
Well, we all know that cats are drawn to things like catnip, but commercial perfumes, what's the appeal? Do we know?
Well, we really don't know. We do know that the zoo community has known for many years that when keepers that work with big cats wore certain perfumes or colognes, the animal's behavior towards them changed and would see all sorts of interesting behaviors, like cheek rubbing behavior, things that a big cat wouldn't normally do in the presence of a keeper. Just exhibiting these interesting behaviors, and over time, people just sort of realize that, hey, it's when I'm wearing this particular perfume or cologne that I see this behavior, and so. We began putting out different scents in the animals' exhibits to encourage exploratory behavior and to allow our visitors to see some of the behaviors that they might not typically see when they visit the zoo.
Now, are there some scents that the animals are repulsed by?
Not at all. They certainly are more attracted to certain scents than to others, but I wouldn't say that we've used anything that has caused a big cat to actively avoid an area.
If you put it on a tree or a rock, would they respond just as positively?
It depends on which scent, but certainly if you put something like Calvin Klein's Obsession on a tree trunk, you will invariably get a big cat come over, sniff at it, and engage in cheek-rubbing behavior against the tree.
Now, aren't these scents designed to attract human females, at least Calvin Klein's Obsession for Men? Does that apply to the big cats as well, or are they both males and females attracted to the smell?
Well, different scents have different are effective in different ways. Certain scents might attract jaguars and be less effective with tigers. In some instances, a scent might be more appealing to females of a given species than to males. And so you have to really experiment with all the scents, with all of the species that you're looking to study to see which are most effective.
The Wall Street Journal tracked down one of the creators of Obsession for Men, who noted that the smell includes musky tones like civet, which is secreted by the cat of the same name. Could that be one of the reasons this is so attractive to other cats?
Well, we think that the musk-based perfumes and colognes tend to be more effective in attracting the cats in general and certainly in eliciting this cheek-rubbing behavior. But all perfume companies are very guarded in terms of the ingredients in their products. And so, we don't know exactly what it is or what combination of products that are put together that these cats find appealing.
How far away before they start detecting the particular smell?
In field trials in South Africa, they've just looking at their footprints in the sand, they will deviate from their direction that they were traveling over at about 10 to 15 yards.
Oh, so it's still fairly close. Now, they're usually using their sense of smell to track down prey. So Should I assume that you should not wear this cologne if you plan to go on a safari?
The cats tend to actually use eyesight and hearing more than sense of smell. I mean, they rely on their sense of smell, but just not as much as those other two senses. And no, I think there's very little risk if you decide you want to wear a particular perfume or cologne while you're out on safari.
If anything, it seems to make the big cats like you more.
That's right. You might get to see things you wouldn't normally have an opportunity to see.
And you say you made this discovery some years ago, just by accident, I assume.
Well, I mean, the zoo community has known about it for years, and yes, we kind of stumbled upon it accidentally. But what we did here was actually systematically tested perfumes and colognes against each other to see which the cats found most appealing. We documented how much time they spent with a given scent and what sorts of behavior they engaged in while they were interacting with the scent.
Does it matter whether they're in captivity or in the wild?
Well, I think probably our zoo felids or our zoo cats respond a little more powerfully than animals in nature. And that's because animals in nature have to go about the business of surviving. They need to find food. And so unless a particular scent has direct survival value, either something to approach because it means food or something to avoid because it means avoid a conflict with another animal, it's not going to elicit the same response as with our zoo animals that don't have to worry about, you know, where their next meal is coming from.
Obsession for men has a fairly high price point, something like $60 a bottle. I hope that only a tiny amount needs to be sprayed before you get some positive results.
Usually it's just one or two pumps, and that's all it needs.
I was worried about whether it would be effective in attracting cats, so there might be concerns about poachers starting to use the scent.
Well, as you just noted, obsession is not cheap. It's expensive, and so there are far more inexpensive ways for poachers to attract cats that they tend to either shoot or snare. But perfume is not likely one of them. And the fact that it is not going to attract a big cat over a great distance, works in our favor in that regard, too.
Well, what about fields?
It works for us because it might get a cat to come that 15 or 20 extra feet closer to a camera trap to get its photograph. But, you know, a hunter is not going to lure in a cat from, 400 yards away because there's a bit of Calvin Klein or some other scent in that area.
Well, the cats in the wild tend to be reclusive, solitary animals, so I'm assuming that if a researcher uses this to gain a little edge to get one of them to come closer, then this is an important thing to know.
Absolutely. Camera traps help us identify not only what species are in a given area that you might not be able to see on direct observation because they tend to avoid people, but also lets us know how many individuals of a given species occupy a particular habitat.
Now, do the Calvin Klein people know about this? I could just see ads. As it is, their ads usually feature people who are very close to naked. With lions and tigers and jaguars, they don't have to put any clothes on them.
Well, they haven't called us for any information, and I'm not sure that any of our people have contacted them.
Oh, I want to thank you so much for talking with us, Dr. Pat Thomas.
It's my pleasure.
He's a general curator at the Bronx Zoo. We've been talking about this odd thing that animals, the big cats, are attracted by perfumes and colognes. And their favorite turns out to be, at least in many cases, obsession for men and, of course, cats. Thank you again.
Okay, my pleasure.